Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, does it seem like that there isn't much stability around lately? Things that you could depend on before maybe aren't there anymore? Principles that we assumed would always be accepted are being questioned everywhere you turn. Something is in this week and out another. You know, if it was just the trivial things like fashion or whatever, yeah, that would be one thing. But as I said, no, this goes all the way down to the fabric of our society. It's not the way it was. Things have changed. I don't know if you've noticed, but they certainly have. That's why I want to talk today a little bit about stability. Give you some scriptures. Encourage you in the midst of a world full of turmoil that you can have stability. You know, Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up." Well, that second part's really good to think about, isn't it? But what I want to talk about is this, that a good man or a godly man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children. You know, that's not happening much anymore. There's not a lot of stability in the so-called adult generation. And now you've got children of these unstable people who have no bearings. Everything is situational. They have no moral compass. And we know that ultimately the moral compass is Jesus Christ. But they have no sense of right or wrong. They do whatever. Somewhere along the line, though, we can't just give in to it and say all is lost. We have to know that there is stability for us and that we can share that with our family and with our friends. Proverbs 28:2 says, "When a land transgresses, it has many rulers, but when the ruler is a man of discernment, understanding, and knowledge, its stability will long continue." In other words, when a land is full of iniquity, it's going to be subject to a lot of rulers. And many times those are tyrannical rulers, dictators, people that take over. But it says when the leadership is discerning and understanding and has knowledge, there will be stability. That leadership will last. Well, I tell you what, when I look at some of the people that we have representing us, it really makes you know the need for prayer, because they're no example and they have no stability. And if they don't change their ways, we're going to end up being controlled by forces that we don't want to be controlled by. It doesn't just come in always as looking evil. It will come in as the result of needing a solution for these different problems. And one day you wake up and all of your freedom is gone and you're under the control of a tyrant. Look at Isaiah 33:6. It says, "In that day he will be your sure foundation." Now he's talking to Jerusalem. "Providing a rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. In that day he will be your sure foundation." In the New King James Version, that actually said, "Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." So that we see that stability comes by having the fear of the Lord, living and moving, have our being in him, then we don't have to fear. Doesn't matter what's going on around us. The stability comes from within through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Lamentations 3:22 says, and this is in the Amplified, "It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassion fails not." Now look at verse 23. It says, "They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness." They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. Aren't you glad that the Lord is stable? Oh, I like what 24 says also. It says, "The Lord is my portion or share, says my living being, my inner self. Therefore will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him." It doesn't matter who's going back and forth and going through changes and doing this and that. And you don't have to worry about whether you're on the in crowd or the out crowd or whatever you're in, if the Lord is your portion. And there's no greater stability than that. Ephesians 6:15 says, "And having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace." Oh, yes, the good news of the gospel of peace, telling us what Jesus Christ has done for us, brings stability no matter what you're going through. Oh, I know how it feels to feel like the foundation under you is moving. I was noticing in one of the professional magazines that one of my sons gets, Nathan, who is a structural engineer, it showed this support system on a building that they're building in California that literally the foundation is on these rocker systems that when the ground moves from an earthquake and rolls, the building will literally roll over the earthquake. The building will literally roll over the swells of the earth. Oh, let me just tell you something. When you're founded on Jesus Christ and you stand upon the promises of God, it doesn't matter if the earth is moved. If a mountain is moved and cast into the sea, it doesn't matter what happens. You'll just go right on over it and you'll be at peace. You'll be the last man standing because you're standing in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Oh, that ought to make you happy today. 1 John 2:17 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification, the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind, and the pride of life, assurance in one's own resources, or in the stability of earthly things, these do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself. And the world passes away and disappears, and with it the forbidden cravings, the passionate desires, the lust of it. But he who does the will of God and carries out his purpose in his life abides or remains forever." You cannot trust in the stability that the world offers because it is not stability. It is a false sense of security. You know, all through the Old Testament, you'll find the children of Israel being chided and instructed by the Lord not to depend upon these nations for their security, not depend upon these other nations to help them against their enemies, not to depend upon the Egyptians at one time or the Persians, the Babylonians, whatever the case may be, but to depend upon the arm of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something that is a sad commentary, and I hate to say that this is the case, but Israel should not have been depending on the United States the way they have, because now in these modern times, the same sequence of events is happening where that what Israel has depended upon, that flesh arm, is letting them down, because now we have leadership that doesn't have the same allegiance toward Israel as others have, that are blackmailing them into stop building on their land, that are trying to force them into a situation of dividing Jerusalem. You know, I'm one that believes in peace, and I don't believe in oppressing anyone, but the land is Israel's. And yet, now the United States, in terms of its leadership, is giving the hard arm to Israel. So yet one more time, that in which they depended is turning against them. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I love my country, but I don't like the way it's looking right now toward Israel. I believe that we should continue to be the friend of Israel. It doesn't mean that we have to be the enemy of others, but we are the friend of Israel. And yet now, we've equivocated on that. The stability is not in another country. The stability is not in your friends or even your loved ones. And the stability is not even in your own ability. The stability is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3:1. "Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this." Now, the point here was a lot of times we are shaken by persecution. And yet Jesus said, "They persecuted me, they hated me, they'll hate you, they'll persecute you." He says, "In this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." We cannot allow ourselves to be shaken when trials and tribulations come our way. The Lord told us it would be so, yet he also told us that he would be with us in it and that he's already overcome it. Hebrews 12:25 says, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven." And this is talking about Jesus Christ, "whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Your stability is only in believing what God has said and standing upon the promises of God, so that you are not removed, but that you stand when all around you, Psalm 91 says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Is that what you need today? Do you need that sense of assurance and stability? The Lord wants to give it to you, but you have to trust in him. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that in the midst of the storm, you are our shelter. I thank you that although the world may be moved out of its place, you could still preserve us because you have the world in your hands. Lord, forgive us for trying to make other things a source of stability in our lives. And forgive us for being discouraged when those same things let us down, and often even blaming it on you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you hold us in the palm of your hand, that we don't have to be afraid. Thank you that assurance, Lord, is in us by way of the Holy Spirit, and that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, we used to sing a song called "Sheltered in the Arms of God." You can be sheltered in the arms of God. All you have to do is believe and trust upon him. I'm praying for you. Therefore.